Small Business Administration has a new problem with its historically underutilized business zones designations, hub zones. According to a new GAO report, SBA has no way to inform businesses when they might no longer qualify as hub zones, or when the zone they operate in might not longer be considered a hub zone. For more on the report and what the SBA can do to improve, we turn to Bill Scheer. He's the Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the GAO. Bill, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
All right. So hub zones seem to be something of a bugaboo perennially. And so what's going on now? What's the latest report show about designation problems?
Basically, the designation, and one thing that's important to understand, unlike some of these other contracting programs that provide preferences to certain types of small businesses, is that hub zone firms are given preferences based on being located in economically depressed areas and based on employing people in those areas. And we have found that since our last report in 2008 that the certification process has been improved, but every 3 years the firms come up for recertification, and that's where we found some weaknesses in terms of SBA's ability to determine whether the firms that are continue to participate in the program are really eligible for the program.
And so what can happen if someone's operating in a hub zone and it's still a hub zone, what can happen to a company such that it no longer qualifies for hub zone preferences?
So let me give you, and that's the excellent question. It really gets to the heart of the issue here, is that you have, let's say in metropolitan areas, you might have a business that has a primary location in an economically depressed census tract, qualifies for the program. The firm is hiring people who live in a hub zone. And then over time, what could happen in that area? You could have economic conditions improve over time. So it's no longer a depressed economic area. So there's things that can happen to the area that would cause a change in designation. And then you also have changes in the business itself. It might change its primary location. It might change where its workers come from. So it's a very dynamic environment. So it becomes kind of complicated to keep track of what firms should continue to participate in the program.
Because you can't just have anybody go in there. In other words, if the largest contractors in the world put offices in hub zones and hired a few people there, you would not qualify them as hub zone corporations.
No. So for one, it's the question which comes up with all the small business contracting programs, is the firm really a small business? But even given if it's really a small business, if it just has a location, like it has one office that's in a hub zone, but then its primary location is somewhere else, if its workers come from outside the hub zone, it's not serving its purpose.
And, of course, it has to really exist. I mean, haven't there been cases in the past where people would put up storefronts or with nothing in there and just to use the address in order to get those preferences?
Yes, and the backdrop on this is in 2008, we looked at what types of controls were in place by SBA to make sure that only eligible firms participate. And SBA really didn't have any controls in place to make sure that the firms were eligible for the program. So you had many firms, they would have, you know, a location, they would report a location that basically was just a storefront, as you say. And then their primary location could be in affluent areas. Like, for example, we found hub zone firms back then that were located in McLean, Virginia, which is a very affluent area, that were claiming location in the hub zone. So SBA has made some improvements in its certification process, but that is really the basic problem here, is that it's been difficult and it's been demanding for SBA to determine eligibility for programs and to convey changes in the program and designations to the firms participating in a program.
All right, so what are you recommending for, let's talk about the idea of making sure that companies still qualify or still can be designated hub zones. What's the issue there that you found this time around?
Well, basically, this time around, we found, again, the certification process has improved in that they're asking firms for documentation to verify that they actually do have primary location in the hub zone. But then every 3 years, SBA is required to follow up on those firms and to make sure that they continue to qualify. You know, again, it's a very dynamic process here. So what we found is that on the recertifications, that first they have a tremendous backlog in getting to the recertifications, so it goes on for long periods of time. We find that when they do the recertifications, they're just relying on the attestation of the companies that they still are eligible to participate in the program. And for those there's some small businesses that no longer qualify, but SBA is not doing a good job of reaching out to all those firms that are participating in the program to really give them the idea of how their certification, how they could be lose their designation as subzone firms. So can I go ahead and tell you basically our two recommendations coming from the weaknesses we see?
You sure can. First, let me just tell people who you are one more time. And we're speaking with Bill Scheer. He's the Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the GAO. And so those recommendations then were, go ahead.
Okay. The first one, which we think is a fairly simple fix, but it's been one that's been challenging for SBA, is we think that SBA has to establish a mechanism to better ensure that firms are notified of changes to hub zone designations that may affect their participation in a program, like such as ensuring that all certified firms and newly certified firms are signed up for the broadcast email system, or including more specific information in certification letters about how location in a redesignated areas can affect the participation in the program. And just to give you an idea on that one recommendation, in 2015, there's a large number of firms that could lose their designation. And it seems reasonable to us that SBA says that the firm should be checking the hub zone maps to make sure that they're still in designated areas. Yet we think that that argument only goes so far. SBA has a lot of information it could share with the firms that are affected so that the firms that are trying to follow the intent of the program and play by the rules are really notified. So that's the first recommendation, has to do with notification to firms.
So just a quick follow-up question there. Yeah. So in other words, a zone could become non-hub zone just by virtue of economic circumstances.
Absolutely.
Like if Trump Tower goes up next to you, you're probably not a hub zone anymore.
Yeah, exactly. The poverty rate might fall. The income in the area might fall. The in non-metropolitan counties, the unemployment rate could fall in a way that the area is no longer designated.
Okay.
They can be called redesignated areas for up to 3 years. So, for example, in 2012, there were a large number of areas that became redesignated until this year, 2015. And those firms could lose their designation this year.
Okay.
And so that would be the example of that.
All right. And the second recommendation you had was?
To conduct an assessment of the recertification process and implementing additional controls, such as developing criteria and guidance on using a risk-based approach to requesting and verifying firm information. So again, I'll take the first part of the recommendation, which is that SBA is not asking for documentation as it does for certification with the recertification process. So we think there has to be some type of risk-based approach to asking for such information. And then the second part of this is allowing firms to initiate the recertification process and ensuring that sufficient staff will be dedicated to the effort, that meaning SBA staff, so that a significant backlog in recertifications does not occur or does not recur. So it's the essence of this is basically that you need some controls in place, and SBA has to do a better job of identifying firms that really have to be recertified.
I guess a lot rides on this because people use what they believe to be hub zone, agencies use what they believe to be hub zone companies to meet their small business contracting goals. Is this something that contracting officers throughout the government could be I don't know, deputized to maybe help out SBA? Say if every contracting officer agreed to go visit 10 hub zone companies throughout the year to just look at them in person.
It's we have never gone in that direction. It's an excellent point. Where do their various responsibilities fall? And I know that the contracting officers are concerned about, are they sure that when they award a contract to a hub zone certified firm, that basically there aren't going to be protest of that contract based on the eligibility of the firm. You know, contract officers, speed is very important in the efficiency of awarding contracts. So really, the contracting officers aren't really in a position to go out and start doing site inspections. We think that SBA, as the certifying body, is the entity that's in the best position, and it could be done by assembling certain data on the firms themselves and of the areas that are eligible, that SBA is in a much better position to determine whether programs are whether firms are truly eligible to participate in the program.
And SBA pretty much agree with your recommendations?
SBA agreed with our recommendations, and we certainly hope that they plan to take actions, and we hope that they take actions to implement our recommendations.
All right. Bill Scheer is the Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's been a pleasure.